I'm reading from John chapter 4, and this is from the NIV version. The Pharisees heard that Jesus was gaining and baptizing more disciples than John, although in fact it was not Jesus who baptized, but his disciples. When the Lord learned of this, he left Judea and went back once more to Galilee. Now he had to go through Samaria. So he came to a town in Samaria called Sychar, near the plot of ground Jacob had given to his son Joseph. Jacob's well was there, and Jesus, tired as he was from the journey, sat down by the well. It was about the sixth hour. When a Samaritan woman came to draw water, Jesus said to her, "Will you give me a drink?" His disciples had gone into the town to buy food. The Samaritan woman said to him, "You are a Jew, and I am a Samaritan woman. How can you ask me for a drink?" For Jews do not associate with Samaritans. Jesus answered her, "If you knew the gift of God and who it is that asks you for a drink, you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water." "Sir," the woman said, "you have nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. Where can you get this living water? Are you greater than our father Jacob, who gave us the well and drank from it himself, as did also his sons and his flocks and herds?" Jesus answered, "Everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty again. But whoever drinks the water I give him will never thirst. Indeed, the water I give him will become in him a spring of water welling up to eternal life." The woman said to him, "Sir, give me this water so that I won't get thirsty and have to keep coming here to draw water." He told her, "Go, call your husband and come back." "I have no husband," she replied. Jesus said to her, "You are right when you say you have no husband. The fact is, you have had five husbands, and the man you now have is not your husband. What you have just said is quite true." "Sir," the woman said, "I can see that you are a prophet. Our fathers worshipped on this mountain, but you Jews claim that the place where we must worship is in Jerusalem." Jesus declared, "Believe me, woman, a time is coming when you will worship the Father neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem. You Samaritans declare worship what you do not know. We worship what we do know, for salvation is from the Jews. Yet a time is coming and has now come when the true worshippers will worship the Father in spirit and truth, for they are the kind of worshippers the Father seeks. God is spirit, and his worshippers must worship in spirit and in truth." The woman said, "I know that the Messiah called Christ is coming. When he comes, he will explain everything to us." Then Jesus declared, "I who speak to you am he." Just then his disciples returned and were surprised to find him talking with a woman. But no one asked, "What do you want?" or "Why are you talking with her?" Then leaving her water jar, the woman went back to the town and said to the people, "Come, see a man who told me everything I ever did. Could this be the Christ?" They came out of the town and made their way towards him. Meanwhile, his disciples urged him, "Rabbi, eat something." But he said to them, "I have food to eat that you know nothing about." Then his disciples said to each other, "Could someone have brought him food?" "My food," said Jesus, "is to do the will of him who sent me and to finish his work. Do you not say 4 months more and then the harvest? I tell you, open your eyes and look at the fields. They are ripe for harvest. Even now the reaper draws his wages. Even now he harvests the crop for eternal life, so that the sower and the reaper may be glad together. Thus the saying, 'One sows and another reaps,' is true. I sent you to reap what you have not worked for. Others have done the hard work and you have reaped the benefits of their labor." Many of the Samaritans from that town believed in him because of the woman's testimony. "He told me everything I ever did." So when the Samaritans came to him, they urged him to stay with them, and he stayed 2 days. And because of his words, many more became believers. They said to the woman, "We no longer believe just because of what you said. Now we have heard for ourselves, and we know that this man really is the Savior of the world."
I'm sure I could not read like that. That is wonderful. Let's pray. Father, we thank you and we bless your name for your word and for what you are about to do tonight, this morning. We commit everything into your hand, Lord. I commit myself into your hand. Holy Spirit, come and take control. Bless your people. Do good to us. Let your living waters flow in this place. We give you praise, honor, and glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Fantastic. That is good. I mean, many things has been happening here this morning and confirming that the Spirit is flowing in that same direction. That is wonderful. You know, when I was preparing my message, before we left this morning, I told my wife, I told Annie, I don't know what I'm going to preach about today. I don't know. I'm not prepared for it. But God is prepared for it. Amen. So I was thinking about this subject. I was thinking about John 4. I was thinking about the story. I was thinking about all the illustrations in that story. And I was thinking, okay, what can we do? Lord, how can I help your people to kind of imagine that fountain of life, of living water you're talking about, that you are Jesus? And I was there thinking, what will I do? What will I do? What's going to happen? Then I think, I thought to myself, I'm going to come here, or I'm going to go to Morrison and buy, a huge jar, something like big, and we're going to put it here and fill it with water, and then at the bottom of that jar would be, it's like a tap, and then at some point we're going to open it, and be careful of Robin's carpet here, because we don't want to give him job trouble. So open that and let the water run in and keep running, and at some point I'm going to, give the altar call and say, if anybody want to drink of that water, the water that Jesus gave, to come to that water, that tap, and drink that water and get that water for his life, and get that water for his circumstances, and get that water for whatever God's called you to do, and hallelujah, and be filled with that water of life. And I was thinking, and I was battling with myself. What would Robin say if I do that? And then where are we going to find that verse? And I said, okay, Lord, whatever you want to do, you do it. But I was, then Jane Jones, I walk around here, and then I saw that jar in her hands. Wow. Then I didn't see it properly. I saw, this part. I said, "Oh Lord, are you saying something?" And then she moved like this. And then I saw the broken. I said, "Oh God, that is not a jar I need. I need some puppet jars." But my son Samuel, he kind of used to one thing. Every time he will come, "Daddy, can you imagine? Can you imagine? Can you imagine?" And he kind of plug me into that world, into that sphere where we can imagine, where imagination come. You know, God is the greater imaginator, if I could say that. Is that English? Yes? Robin said no. Look, God. So when we can step into that place where we have some little imagination, I'm giving you trouble, isn't it? I'm moving. Sorry, Sarah, you can do it. So we imagine. So when the Holy Spirit is plugged into your imagination, you become invincible. So let's do that. Let's become invincible. Let's imagine that this jar, this vase, is not broken. But let's imagine that it is the nicest, the bestest, the greatest, the prettiest jar we can find in this country. And let's imagine that this jar is the biggest of all, and we put it here. Feel. Oh, look at that. So, and the water is pouring out from that hole. So imagine. Keep an eye on this. So we see in this text, John 4, 1 to 39, or 1 to 42, Jesus' encounter with this Samaritan woman. And Jesus is saying to that lady, we see Jesus encounter with that lady. Okay, so what do we learn from this text? What do we learn from this text? First thing, you know, we learn that this is the longest conversation that Jesus had with anybody that is recorded in the Bible. The longest conversation. And for me, it is one of the greatest conversation. You know, the only conversation Jesus had in the Bible that come close or that kind of compete with this conversation is the one in John 3. When Jesus talk about being born again, being born of the spirits. But let's come to this conversation. Let's come to this conversation. Now, those people who are, you know, excited about women and all that, you know, they are like, ooh, the greatest conversation in the Bible is with women. Now, what do we learn from this conversation? First thing we learn about Jesus' humanity. We learn about Jesus' humanity. The Son of God is fully human. He is fully human because the Bible says that Jesus was weary. He needed water. He was tired because of that journey. And he came to that place. Jesus, he is fully human. And there's something that John, the apostle, wants us to learn about John's humanity here. You know what? The Bible says this, that, you know, Hebrews 4:15. We do not have a high priest who is unable to empathize with our weaknesses, but we have one who has been tempted in every way, just as we are. Just as we are. And yet did not sin. Jesus, fully human. Fully human. He did not sin. Now, John was saying this in I think, chapter 2, I think, he says, when he saw Jesus coming, he said what? Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. That's what he said. But now, the requirement for Jesus to be the Lamb of God to take the sin away the sin of the world is that first he has to be human. That's why the Bible says he has been tempted in every way as we do. But he did not sin. That's where he gets his qualification from, to be that Lamb of God that take away our sins. So because of that, your sins are forgiven. The Bible says that not even now sins, even the sins that will be that will be committed in futures, Jesus paid it for all. Hallelujah. I mean, that deserves a wow. That's a wow. Now, Jesus fully human, but he is fully divine. Somebody say yes. He's fully divine. He's fully divine. John 1:1. I love it. John 1:1. The Bible says, he says, oh, Sherabro Sotola Bakantaya Baha. He said, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. In the beginning was Jesus. And Jesus was with the Father. And Jesus was God. He is fully human and fully divine. Somebody say, how can he be? Don't worry, it's a mystery. Yes, it is the mystery. Yes, it is a mystery. Jesus is fully human and fully God. He is Christ, the Messiah. In this text, the first time Jesus revealed himself, his identity. He said in this text, he said, I, who is talking to you, I am. And do you know what I am mean? Remember that? I am the great I am. Jesus said, I am the Messiah who is called Christ. I am the Savior of the world. I am the Son of the living God. I am the giver of life. I am the giver of living water. I am the whom you, I am the who, all the whom all things has been created. I am, he said, I am the Christ, the baptizer in the Holy Spirit. I am, he said. I am that I am. I am, I am. Jesus is the great I am. I said, Jesus is the great I am. I said, Jesus is the great I am. I said, Jesus is the great I am. There is no other name. Hallelujah. The Bible said that there is no other name in heaven, in on earth, under the earth, that has been given to men by which we shall be saved than the name of Jesus Christ. The Bible said that at the mention of the name of Jesus Christ, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Amen. You know, I used to say something. I come from a family where idolatry is, wow, it's huge. My granddad was a big priest of voodoo, my granddad. I was born into those things. But I came to this country and Jesus touched my life. He changed my destiny. He gave me new hope. Hallelujah. And then they will call me, da, 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 da. And I'll say to them, look, let me tell you the truth. If your God was big, I will not be here. I will not be serving Jesus. Where is your God? Where is... The Bible says that every other God is idol. Only Jesus, only Yahweh is the true God. Amen. Only Him is the true God. So, Jesus asking. Now, one thing also that we could learn from this test is that Jesus is asking water from this Samaritan woman, yeah? Now, we know through study that the woman said that Samaritan and Jew, they don't like each other. They hate each other. They got, you know, many things that, you know, separate them. Now, to satisfy Robin's requirement, because he's also my supervisor. So, I've done some study, so I'm going to give you the statistic so you can tick me. I'm only joking. So, you know, around 70, 25 BC, the northern kingdom of Israel was conquered by the Assyrians. So they came and they took the Jew with them. Now, some of them remains in the land. But those who remain, those group who remain in the land, they kind of intermarried. They married Assyrian woman, a man, and they start, you know, worshiping Assyrian gods, and, you know, they devoted themselves into a foreign god. Something that God said they should not do. And because of that, you know, those who are called true Jew, who kind of adopt the proper worship in Israel, they don't want anything to do with these people, to do with Samaritan. Well done. Have I done it well? Yes, but now one more thing. That woman, the Samaritan woman, Jesus said to her, look, you had five husbands. And this is a kind of practice with the Samaritan. You know, a proper Jew wouldn't go all the way to three divorces. Maximum one or two. Kate? Yeah, Kate say yes. So maximum one or two. Now, Samaritan, they go, you know, according to this test, five, and not even five, there is one more. Okay? Now, we learn from this test that Jesus is asking water from that woman. Now, I want to take you time. So please go and read number 5, 16 to 18. Write it down, please. Write it down. I want you to read it. When you go home, read number 5. 16 to 18. Now, here you're going to learn what is the treatment of an adulterer woman. It is terrible. It is terrible. It is terrible. And all is to do with water. Now, Jesus is asking that woman water. The other water that they would give to the other woman was a water that would condemn her. Now, Jesus is asking water from this lady. Give me water, he said. So one thing we learn from this test, okay? But this is where my preach starts from now. Now, my mission this morning is to inspire one of us, every one of us, for mission. My mission is to inspire you for mission. Hallelujah. Now, let's go to verse 31. 31, the Bible says, and many of the Samaritan of that city believe in him because of the woman who testified. What is her testimony? Are you with me? Are you with me this morning? What is her testify? She said, he told me all that I've ever done or I ever did. He told me everything. He told me everything. Now, let's go back into this test. Now, first, what do we see? Jesus was weary. And then he came to that place and sitting at that by the well. Okay? Number two, what do we learn? That Samaritan woman came to that well and she was going to drink. I mean, she was going to get water. Okay? So what happened? Opportunity for a soul to be saved. Opportunity for somebody to get into the kingdom. Opportunity for Jesus to do his work. So now what do we see? Number two, the first thing Jesus did is to find a way to connect with that lady. Give me water, he said. Give me water. You know what that mean? He came right at the same level with that woman. Right at the same level. Right at the same level. To find that connection. To find that connection. You know, there was a moment I was in a mission field in Mali. A very stronghold, Muslim stronghold. And we were in a village at night. You know, when you go, we can only, you know, preach or do crusades at night because during the day they go to farm and then they come at night. And, you know, a great crowd gathers and I was the one who were going to preach at a night. And then I was there. You know, people were dancing and great joys, the music and everything. And people were dancing. These people, they were dancing, sweating everything. Very nice. But there was only one jar in that place. All right, for people to drink from. And there was only one cup. So they would go and dance and dance and come and drink and take the cup, pour out water and drink it. And they were doing that, anybody. So everyone, they were drinking with the one cup. And I was looking at them, preparing, you know, getting ready for my message. Then I heard the Holy Spirit whispering in my ear. And I was going to preach on living water. And the Holy Spirit whispering in my ear. And he said, go and drink from that cup and from that jar. I say, what? Drink. I've got my water here in my bottle. I can drink. I'm not thirsty, Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit said, no, go and drink from that. Then before, you know, I start my message, one thing I learned, when the Holy Spirit speak, I obey. When I know that it is him, this my wife knows me. When I know that this is the Holy Spirit, I gotta do it. So I went there, poured out water. I mean, all the team from UK. They were looking at me, what's Emmanuel doing? And then I drank that water. Nice water. Then I was kind of, okay, what's going to happen now? Check my belly and I was okay. I said, all right, I was okay. And then look, and I went on and preached my message that night. Oh my goodness. The Holy Spirit just stepping and salvation. We've seen, many things happen that night to His glory. So Jesus came at the same level with that woman, okay? Now, the second thing Jesus done is that, conversation start. And he said, okay, look, go and call your husband, all right? Go and call your husband. I'm going to be quick now, I'll finish. Go and call your husband. And then she starts saying, all right, I have no husband. And Jesus revealed the thing to him. Hallelujah. What is this? Hallelujah. He said, he who believe in me, the spirits, the water, the living water will pour out from his belly. Hallelujah. And this is the representation of how the living water Jesus is talking about can pour out of our belly when we are in the mission field. Hallelujah. Sometimes we can be Christians and not flow the living water that Jesus wants us to flow. We can be Christian and come to church every Sunday and go home and that say and look for the next Sunday. Hallelujah. Christian living or Christian life doesn't mean to be a boring life. I'm telling you. It is an exciting life. It is exciting. Jesus wants you to go on adventure. Oh my God. Do you watch those movies? Action movie? Adventure? I mean, you watch movies, isn't it? You watch movie? Wow. That's what Jesus wants your life to be. And I'm talking to the young people here. Look. If the older generation doesn't want to go, you have to go. You are not young. You are not so young. Jesus can manifest himself through your life, through every single one of us in this place. If you have that guts to step into the water, Jesus will do it. And you know what happened? After you come, after you go on that journey, and then you have your success, and then what happened? You're like jumping. Oh, you want to share the testimony. Oh, look at this. Oh, and you didn't know that God can do those things through your life. He can do anything through your life. Jesus said that greater is the work that whoever believe in me will do, because I am going to the Father. Why? Because when I go to the Father, I will send the Holy Spirit. I will send the Comforter. Hallelujah. And I finish my message. I've got a lot of things to do, but the time has gone. But I finished my message. He said, I will send you the Comforter. Jesus didn't mean for the disciple to go and do the work of the mission on their own strength, power, knowledge, intelligence, or whatever, even anything that you don't have. No, he wants you to go with his power, with his Holy Spirit. That's why he said, wait, do not go. But when the Holy Spirit come upon you, you will receive power and you shall be my witnesses. You shall be my witnesses. Hallelujah. How come you can Jesus step in with that woman and start talking about her life? Where does it come from? And I believe every single one of us here can do that. Say, I can do it. Come on, say it with conviction. I can do it. I can do it. I can do it. You can do it. Now you're going to stand to your feet and then you're going to do it now. Please, stand to your feet. Let's do it. Let's do it. Chris. Yes, can you please help me? We've got another 10 minutes. Please give me another 10 minutes. Because we need a practical demonstration. Hallelujah. I can do it. Look, you think that I don't talk. You know, when I live, I don't talk. I don't talk. But my tools is to listen to the Holy Spirit. That's it. Listen to the Holy Spirit. Listen to the Holy Spirit. Listen to the Holy Spirit. I remember I was sitting in a bus in London, you know, those red bus. And a lady came and just sat next to me. And I heard the Holy Spirit say to me, she speaks French. You are laughing. No, I was engaged with Annie then, so forget about that. So she speaks French. And okay. Then I turned to that lady and beautiful lady, but nowhere near to my wife. And I say, parlez-vous français? And she say, comment vous le savez? How do you know? Oui. How do you know? She speaks French. The Holy Spirit said to me, I said, parlez-vous français? And she said, how do you know? Then the conversation starts. Hallelujah. I was praying to, I was a baby a Christian at that time. And I was praying with this, in France, never, with this elder of the church, blah, blah, blah. And he was like, oh, you a little boy. Oh, you gonna, you know. And I prayed. But he was so hard. He wasn't receiving my prayer. And the Holy Spirit said to me, he said, this guy, he's running for a local election. I didn't know it. I just hear it. And I say, tu es en train de postuler pour la candidature, tu veux être élu ici. I said to him, you are running for election. God wants to do good for you. Shall I pray for you? The moment I say that, he went like this. Oh, bang! The two is the Holy Spirit. So let's do this. Remember team? Alpha team. I love this team here. I love it. Robin, look at it. All the Alpha team are here. I love the Alpha team. You know, few weeks ago, Saturday here, we just came and without music and nothing, we just said, Holy Spirit, come. Holy Spirit, come. But today we've got Chris. So shall we say, Holy Spirit, come? Come on. Come on, let's go. Holy Spirit, come. Holy Spirit, come. Come on, come on. Holy Spirit, come. Can you say that? Holy Spirit, come. Desire His presence. Say, Holy Spirit, come. Holy Spirit, come. Holy Spirit, come. Holy Spirit, come. Fill my life. Holy Spirit, come. Holy Spirit, come. Come on, come on, come on. Ask for the Holy Spirit to fill you now. Say, Holy Spirit, come. Lift up your hands. Lift up your hands as you want that water. Lift up your hands as you want that living water. Hallelujah. Say, Holy Spirit, come. Come, come. Say, empower me with the gift of the Holy Spirit for the purpose of a mission. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit, hallelujah. Come. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Yes, yes, in your presence there is joy. In your presence there is joy. Come, Holy Spirit. Come with your gift. Hallelujah. And we were talking about the gift of the Holy Spirit. You know, gift of word of wisdom. ask for the Holy Spirit now to empower you, because you want to be effective in the mission. Gift of knowledge, word of knowledge, gift of faith, healing, miracle, prophecy, discernment, discerning of spirits. Say, Holy Spirit, come. Holy Spirit, come. Here I am. Fill my life. Gift of tongue and interpretation of tongues. Holy Spirit, come. Holy Spirit, here we are. Spirit of the living God, shower your presence now, Holy Spirit. Shower your grace. Pour out your power, your anointing. Spirit of the living God, I want to step into water. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Help me. Let it rise, let it rise, let it rise. We got 5 minutes. Let the rivers rise. Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit. I love your presence. Spirit of the living God. Hallelujah. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. Receive. Receive the little rain. Receive the little rain. He hasn't done with you yet. Receive. Receive the little rain. Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit. Come on, Ella, receive the little rain. Receive, receive, receive. He wants to use you. He want to use you. He want to use you. He want to use you. In fact, he want to use you. God has designed you for a purpose. He has designed you for a purpose. And nothing will stand your way. Even your youthness or even your age. God will give you wisdom. He will give you maturity. In the blinking of eyes, you're gonna be mature in the things of the Spirit. In the thing of the Spirit, nothing will stop you. You are going to be unstoppable. You are going to be unstoppable. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, let's receive the little rain. I'm done, but let's receive. Let's receive. Let's receive. Mark, I mean, you are going to preach the gospel. You will preach the gospel with power and fire. Now, you have to separate yourself. Separate for yourself. And get into a secret place where he wants to pour out in you. He wants to pour out the water in you. He wants to pour out his love in you. He wants to pour out his spirit in you. He wants to give you the knowledge that the world cannot give, the knowledge that comes from above. But you need to separate yourself and find a moment, find a time for a secret place with him. He's giving you tongues of fire in Jesus' name. Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit. We've got 2 minutes, 2 minutes before 10 past. So let's press in. 2 minutes. Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit. Now, I want all the young people, please come here. All the young people. I believe that God want to pour out his water on you. All the young, come on, Ella. Come on, come on, come on. All the young people, where are you? Even the kids. Come, come, come. Yeah, Holy Spirit. The Spirit of the Living God. Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit. Lebron, na 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 na. Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit. Yeah, de, 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 de. Holy Spirit. Pour out your water. Holy Spirit. Yeah, bro, no, 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 no. Come on, let's pray for the young people here. Let's pray, let's pray, let's pray. Yeah, da, 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 da. Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, Yibro no 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 no. Isaac Samuel, come on here now. Lebro na la boshe ne le le le. Holy Spirit, come on, Holy Spirit, come on, come on, come on. Keep praying, keep praying, keep praying. Come on, let's go. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Holy Spirit, receive the water, receive the water. Le 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 le. Lebro no 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 no. Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit. Lord, I pour out this water upon this generation. These are the Joshua generation. These are the Joshua generation. These are the Joshua generation. Generation without fear. Generation without fear. Generation that will go forth and conquer the land for you and take over in Jesus' name. Lebro Sarabaha. Fill with the Holy Spirit, anointing of God. Yes, Holy Spirit. Oh, Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit. Hallelujah.